It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The Brewers going for their 10th win in 12 games, taking on the Pirates. Chase Anderson trying to win his third straight start. Pick things up in the third. Anderson looking good in a scoreless game, facing Trevor Williams.
Curveball got him looking. Another strikeout for Chase Anderson. That is his fourth. Two balls, two strikes, and coming back, Chase. Swing and a miss. Blew that fastball by him, and Marte is not feeling good with that hand.
That ball's hit well. Santana down the left field line. It is hooking. It is gone. A home run. Santana goes down the left field line just inside the foul pole. And the Brewers strike first tonight. 1-0 in the fourth inning on a Santana homer.
Yeah, right down that left field line. You don't see Santana hit too many to left field. Looks like he got a breaking pitch and was able to wait back on it.
3-2 pitch, and it's in the air. Popped him up. Arcia is under it, and the curveball was the cure. Chase Anderson gets out of a mess. Wow, what a performance. Two on, nobody out. Gets McCutchen, Bell, and Polanco.
Tying run at first base in Bostic. Swarzak kicks and throws. Hit in the air, shallow right. Santana circles underneath it. Makes the call, makes the catch. And Swarzak with two scoreless innings out of the bullpen.
0-2 pitch. Got him! He struck him out to end the game. And the Brewers win it 1-0. Wow! Brewer pitching retires the last 12 in a row to finish this one off.
Corey Knebel is 37th save as the Brewers win for the 10th time in 12 games, taking it 1-0. It's their second straight shutout win over Pittsburgh. Chase Anderson wins his third straight start, going six scoreless innings, striking out eight. Milwaukee remains 3.5 back of the Cubs in the NL Central race. The Bucks have now dropped seven in a row. The Brewers win for the 10th time in 12 games. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
You know, I mean, we're missing one spot there with Jimmy, so we're not, you know, tonight's the night where we're just... We got a great performance from one of our guys that's done a great job for us all year long. The sixth inning was special, man. I mean, he emptied the tank for about 12, 13, 14 pitches and, you know, got the heart of their lineup, the strikeout on McCutchen and two pop-ups, was a really, really gutsy performance there. So that's, you know, Chase has been do it for us all year. So, and then the two guys, you know, Swarz, his two innings, he's just been wonderful since he's been here. And we took a little chance going to those guys early tonight, and Swarz delivered two very efficient innings, and Corey was outstanding again. So, at a time when in a place that we seem to really struggle scoring runs, the pitching has picked up the slack for sure. They're winning games.
Was the idea to go to Swarz for the two innings, or was it just the efficiency with which
the idea was to get nine outs from Corey, from Swarz and Corey? However, okay. We're just going to get nine outs from them, and Swarz just did such a nice job that he was able to get the six outs.
Phillip's arm obviously played a role in that sixth inning.
Yeah,
as well.
The throw last night played a role. I mean, in the throw he made. That he's made a couple times and that they've seen. So it was a little off target, but that was a bullet.
Offensively, another homer kind of carried you guys again. Did you think that one was going to get over the wall initially when you saw it?
Like Domingo's ball?
Domingo.
Yeah, I thought he got it. Yeah. I mean, we got to do a better, this is the last couple of nights we've left some runners out there that, for some runs, and we got to do it's important to add on. We got to leave a little more margin for error for our pitching, but we've had a couple strikeouts the last couple nights in those spots, and we need contact in those spots.
You thought that had enough? Man, that was front row of that corner. That was really close.
What do you want me to say? You ask a question, I'm trying to answer for you.
can you give us your vantage point on what happened with that ball that hit the ump and what all that craziness that kind of came out of that? What were you told?
Yeah, so it, you know, when you're not allowed to ask for reviews on balls in front of the umpire, if the umpire has to move or in a situation like that, when he's got to move and might not see the call well, you can ask for, but it's a challenge. In our eyes, it was fair. I thought there was a picture on the scoreboard that showed it hit the line, so I was a little confused why they called it foul. So, you know, that's basically what happened. Yeah.
Chase Anderson wins his third straight start, going six scoreless frames. He talked to the media after.
Honestly, after missing my spot to Frazier, that's probably the, I would say, I was on pretty good tonight. I missed that spot by probably a foot or foot and a half. And if you're getting leadoff guy on, you're just trying to make pitches, trying to get a ground ball. Marte bunts. Okay, I got the guys that, you know, first and third, no outs. Really, I'm trying to make every pitch. You know, I'm not trying to do too much. I'm trying to kind of slow the game down. I'm trying to just focus on making the next pitch. And, you know, I was able to do that inning. And kind of those innings kind of tell you what you're made of. And, you know, getting out of that with no runs, it was big for us tonight, for sure.
If you think back in your career, you know, you've been in spots like that similar. You think you get out of that spot in years past or
that's even a good question.
Year?
I would hope to say yeah. Because mentally I'm pretty strong, but I think as I've gotten better and have grown more in this game and, you know, became a better pitcher, I think I can do that more consistently. So I think in the past I feel like I could do that, but I think now I'm more prepared for those innings and those pressure situations, and you know, I kind of welcome those things.
You've been a reliable guy all year, and now, I mean, with Jimmy out and everything like that, there's, you know, you got guys coming into the rotation, all the guys in a pennant race too. It's something that you got to shut up the day before from somebody. You want to make sure even more so now. Good outing.
Yeah, you know, Suter did a great job yesterday. He's been, you know, contributing this whole season. So I just kind of, you know, continue pitching well. And, you know, pitch fast for us. So my goal tonight was just kind of continue to, you know, keep those guys at bay. And luckily we did that. We only needed really one swing tonight on Santana's home run. And, you know, it was a good game all the way around.
Brett's arm sort of played a role in that inning too.
Yeah, I don't mind him being on center field. You know, I've heard he throws pretty good out there. I mean, that's just what I read, you know, in the news. He might throw like 94, 95, but I heard maybe a little more. But it's always nice to have guys with good arms in the outfield, just because, you know, you always get a chance if the ball's shallow and he comes in, and, you know, the way he can throw it. It's nice to have those guys out there.
Domingo Santana belted his 26th homer of the season. He talked on the field after the game.
You know, I was just looking for a fastball, and I just reacted to that slider, and I was so glad I keep it fair.
Back-to-back wins, back-to-back strikeouts for this pitching staff. Just the work of Chase Anderson through six innings. Anthony Swarzley came in for two, and then Corey Knebel coming in and shutting the door tonight.
Our pitching staff been fantastic, you know, so we just got to keep it rolling. And, you know, every game is have to be a win or go home, you know, so we just got to keep it rolling.
And you've got the Virgin Islands strong. You've had it on your hat here for the last few weeks, just what it means for you to step up in these big moments. And I know you've got a lot on your mind as well.
Yeah, you know, a lot of bad stuff is going back, happening back home. So, you know, I just got to, you know, just got to keep praying for, I mean, so everything could be good, you know. So I'm just glad that everybody, my family is good. So I mean, just got to keep praying.
The Brewers go for the sweep on Wednesday. Aaron Wilkerson on the hill.